Let's go into the Bible and look at another person who got converted truly. And this is now the Philippian jailer. The Philippian jailer, we are reading Acts chapter 16. We'll get it from verse 16. Although our attention will be on verse 25 of chapter 16, but we'll get it from verse 16 so that we will understand very well how the story, flows. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 16. And we'll go down up to 25 and continue. So the Philippian jailer, this is someone who guards a jail, a prison. So I read, as we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her own owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, these men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. 19. But when our owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, these men are Jews and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice. 22. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. So up to there. So you see that Paul and Silas were going to pray. Again, you see the importance of prayer. Don't get tired of talking to God, of coming to God twice a day. Don't get tired, please. Because you don't get tired of eating. How many times do you eat in a day? Those who have their money eat three times. Those who have money, they eat even more than three times. Whenever you just feel like eating. But for you to feed your inner man, just two times a day, you feel as if it's a burden. You are now. Some of you might start praying inside your heart. Oh, I wish school starts. School can start, and we go off these things. They are disturbing us. Oh, it's very sorry for you if you can be one of such people. So you see that Paul, whoever served God, they lived the life of prayer. They were going to pray, as the Bible tells us. They are going to pray and met a slave girl her bosses were gaining a lot of money from her because she had a spirit of divination, okumanya, to know things. When you go to her, she tells you about your past, about your future. So this was a slave girl. She had that spirit, and the boss was really getting a lot of money from her. And then, when she saw Paul and Silas, she started crying, that very lady, that young girl. These men are servants of the Most High God. You see how even demons know you if you are truly born again. So you cannot fake. Just don't even dare. That one day you're at school and one of your colleagues is attacked by demons, and then you see born again people go to pray for him or her, and you want also to go with them, and you are not born again. You'll be ashamed for no reason, because the demons are too powerful. They can leave you naked. They can that person who's under demon possession can come to you and just tear your clothes. They fear only those who have the light of God, the fire of Christ in them. So this young girl knew the spirits from them. Auntie, she knew, she could see things. Now, through her evil spirits, she saw that these are the servants of the Most High God. And she was now crying out to all people. These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. So if it were you, hearing someone speak well of you, you could say, yeah, amen, praise God, sister. Because she's speaking well of you. Oh, sister, where do you live? Praise God. Amen. So I'm just trying to show you the importance. The importance of having the Holy Spirit in you. So she did this many times, many days. She sees Paul and Silas move. She comes. These are the servants of God, the Most High God. Listen to them. Finally, Paul could not retain his anger. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. He talked. He did not scream like you hear many people who chase demons scream here. It's as if you are the one again who's being punished. Leave! The spirit is come to leave a person and you don't have a voice. You can't see anything like that in the scripture. Jesus used to command them, I command you, leave. Even with a low voice, I command you, leave him, leave her. But the chasing of demons of these days, I don't know where it came from. People sweat. A demon makes you sweat like that. They scream and cry for hours. Yeah, so now, after the demon had come out of this girl, the owner, the boss of this slave girl, was not happy. So he took this Paul and Silas, dragged them to the magistrate, and the magistrate, just to cut the story short, they threw them into the jail, and they commanded this jailer, the one who was guarding the jail, to do what? After beating them up, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Make sure you keep them safely. And because of that order, the jailer also put them into the inner prison, not only here, inside the door, not only here, but inside deep there, in the inner prison, and fastened their feet in the stock with chains. Now 25, where our story is, what happened now? 25, about midnight, that very day, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Who has got another? This is ESV. Is this also ESV? These small ones. Yeah, no, read here. Read 25 quickly and we hear.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
Yeah, you can stop there. All of them are singing. So you see, they were hymns. They were not singing choruses. They were not singing short and meaningless choruses. Estaina mugaso gona estogira chintu chona. But you're not saying anything. Afayo. Mubwada afayo. Afumuna kwa afayo. Afayo. You repeat like that. They were singing hymns. So two things. Friends, you are in trouble. You are in a problem. Where do you run to for help? You run to washing your hands? You run to washing your hands and not greeting people. Again, I don't say you don't do that, but that should not be your hope. Yes, I'm trying to get your hope off these measures. They will not save you. Run to prayer, and the worship of the mighty God. Worship him and pray for what is in the land, in the country. So they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. It is well. I don't say that this hymn was there, just an example, because this new hymn is very, very, it was composed after they had gone to heaven. Just an example. It is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. And those people are hearing. It's also the gospel they were sharing through singing. If you want to sing, sing something that has meaning. Because in singing, you share the gospel. Mukuimba obo bulira njiri. Toimba buli chintu. Don't sing anything. Because you preach the gospel by singing. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. They were hearing them singing. What happened? And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. These are singing and praying. They sing, they stop, they pray. They finish praying, they sing. They finish praying, they sing, pray, they sing. They sing, pray. Just like that. And these guys who are keeping them outside, that they are following everything. And suddenly, I like the word suddenly. When I see suddenly, I remember what happened at Pentecost in the upper room. It just came suddenly. You will not get any warning. It's coming now, it is rich. No, it just comes suddenly, and even the coming back, the second coming of Jesus Christ will just come suddenly. It will not come the way coronavirus came. Coronavirus did not come suddenly. It started in December in Wuhan, China. The rest of us here, we're hearing just stories. What, there's a new disease in Wuhan. It is killing people terribly. Wuhan, only Wuhan, one city of China. Then we had the news, it is now spreading to other cities in China. And some people, Donald Trump, also started calling it the Chinese disease. Can he call it again Chinese disease? It is killing Americans like nothing. How dare you call it again American disease when it is sweeping your own people like that? So it was only from Wuhan, it went to spread to other towns of China and killed people. From China to another, I don't know, I need to make a research, I don't know the first country beyond China that received, it's there, I don't know it myself right now. From there, it went to another country, and another country, and another country. And here in Africa, we're hearing, oh, it is spreading in Europe. And so, yeah, it is there, far, far away. In Africa, it's nowhere. And people started saying, oh, we are strong. Oh, we are this. Oh, it will not reach here. It cannot kill us. Oh, USA, America. Oh, where? Look, Egypt, Africa, it knocks. Africa, oh, South Africa, hey, Nigeria, and now as I'm speaking, Uganda, 18 people positive. So now, this coronavirus did not come suddenly. But my brother, my sister, listening to me, the day of the Lord will come suddenly. The things of God come suddenly. Even conversion, it just falls on you, the grace of God, poof, you are born again, truly born again. So suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, emisinji, shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. The chains that they put on their feet, automatically all the doors opened, all the windows, everything opened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword. Na kwata gundi. How do you call a sword? Echso. Echtara, yes. He drew his sword because he saw all the doors open, not only one, but all the doors were open. He drew his sword. What do you want to do, Mr. Chela? Chichwaga Okola. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Not those, because obviously he was fearing.
And these guys were not escaping. They did not see the door open and they took off running. No! They were just there, singing and praising. Singing and praying. The doors are open. They are still there. Because they are not defaulters. They are not criminals. They put them there without any reason. So they cannot escape. Why should you run? Why should you hide? Even when time comes in Uganda to start looking for true Christians, why should you hide under your bed? Whom did you kill? They were just there. Now, because of the orders, tough orders that they were given, the jailer, so he said, no, here, if these guys escape, I'll die. Let me kill myself. So now, when he was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped, he thought that these guys had escaped. 28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for we are all here. Because when he saw the doors open, he had not seen them. He thought that they are the ones who had opened it and that they had taken off. He wanted to kill himself, and Paul, no, please, don't kill yourself. We are still here. We are all here. And the jailer called for lights. Oh, it was in the dark. He could not see. Now he called for the light and rushed in. Bampeku, torch, give me some torch. The lamp torch. And he rushed in and trembling with fear. What's going on now? He fell down before Paul and Silas. Kutaka, friends. Do you think that we talk about are real things? Then he brought them out and said, "Kat yeke nini?" He himself gets them from inside out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Nkolechi, and they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him. Not only that, salvation comes from the word of God. Even though he had shown interest, he wanted to get saved, but they taught him the word of God. So you need only to believe. So now let us teach you. They took some good time now teaching him so that he could understand what is salvation. The word of God, spoke the word of God of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. Now, they are now at his house. The wife, the neighbors, the visitors, whoever was there listening. And he took them to the same hour of the night, it's still in the night, and washed their wounds. They had beaten them seriously before they threw them into the prison. They had beaten them, so they had wounds. What wrong had they done? Nothing. So now he's now born again. He takes them himself out to wash their wounds. Again, do you remember what I told you this morning? Salvation does not only come from your mouth. David, Joshua, let me just say that I'm also born again to please my parents, to please my pastors. You cannot please us. Try to please God. Because even if you told us that you are born again, your actions, your life will prove the opposite. So you see also this one, you see now the fruits of salvation. He has been born again. Now he is now seeing these, seeing them as my true brothers. He starts washing their wounds. And he was baptized at once. He was baptized and he and all his family were baptized. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. Now he's taking good care of them. Mulie kumene, eat food, my brethren. And he rejoiced along with his entire family. I think this is another verse that could come at our last session. Conversion is, he says, the last one says, conversion is a thing that may No, the next one, sorry. Conversion is a happy thing. Yeah, a happy thing. We'll deal with that on Monday, because today we are going just to, we're going to stop here and we pray. We'll deal with that. Conversion is a happy thing on Monday. Tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening. Because in the morning we'll have worship service. In the evening we'll deal with this. Yeah, so you see now, it's a happy thing. Musajja musanyufu. The guy is very happy. But you say that you are born again, but you don't have a happy life. You are sorrowful. Why? The guy was very happy. He rejoiced along with his entire household, Nemuchalawe Nabanabe, that he had believed in God. What made him happy, he rejoiced not because they had bought land, not because they had got food or money, but because they had known God, they had believed in God. So friends, this is just a word that we need to be with this evening, and even that should take us through this night. Think about yourself. You see how people in the Bible, one after the other, came. Again, do you see sinner's prayer anywhere here? No. Is it Paul or Silas who told him, now, jailer, repeat after me? No way. It is just, he saw the power of God and he feared. Yeah, that's why it's not bad during this period of fear, when people are fearing for coronavirus. Some people can truly come to Christ because of fear. But if someone came to Christ only because of fear, that conversion will not be true. You need to accompany that fear. We need to accompany it with the word of God, as we see here. Amen. Yeah, so that marks the end of our passage. We want to go of our short word of devotion. We want now to go into prayer.